But what are we going to do in Costa Rica? He asked after putting the RV in park. I don't know, but you could for sure DJ there on the Caribbean side. We can sell our art to tourists, and we both could learn how to surf. Let's just get away from society and all of its bullshit, and we'll figure the rest out when we get there. The RV has done well in 2.5 years, so I know we'll be fine. Ruka, we're here! I know, doofus. I know this smell like the back of your ass. Deluxe opened the door to the RV, so Ruka and I ran out. We'd been driving for hours, and it always felt good to be on flat ground that was not moving and we could pee on it. Don't get me wrong, I love the RV, but I also love the stable ground. I ran, I jumped over Ruka, all the memories of this place were coming back to me. I stopped and peed some more. Ruka, watch out, I'm peeing here, I told her, but it was too late. She walked right underneath me and got sprayed with my pee. Ah, ish, doofus, Ruka let out. I was already here peeing, what do you want me to do? Make a noise or something. My pee was making the pee noise, and besides, I thought you knew my butthole, it was right here. Grandma came outside and was super happy to see us. Grandpa was too, but he showed his emotions in a very different way, like, not at all. Maybe just a little smile and the word, okay, said slowly, or, I don't think so. Oh, I was happy to be back. Ruka, how good does this grass feel? I said, sliding myself down the small slope in the yard. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Ruka didn't know what to do, rolling it all over her back. She sniffed her way to Grandma and laid down by her feet, wagging her tail, hoping for a Grandma belly scratch. We made you guys a bed in the basement in case you don't want to be in the RV. Mom, the RV has been our home for 2.5 years. It's where we live. Well, it's there if you like it, Grandma said. Thanks, Mom. What do you think? Do you want to move inside the house? Deluxe asked Tess. It'll probably make things easier, she replied. The babes were put to work right away. They went and looked at the restaurant that night, and the next day they started cleaning it. Apparently, it was a mess inside. The place was practically ruined by the previous tenants who never cleaned it the 2 years they were there. Between the tiles on the floor and the tiles on the wall, there was a thick layer of grease everywhere with the downstairs walls full of mold where they stored the food. Ruka and I both stayed outside under the RV while the babes worked inside. 10 hours a day, for 3 weeks, the babes worked hard. Ruka and I noticed the babes were not as free-flowing with each other like when we were in the RV traveling around. They spent 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in a box together with Ruka and I, and they were fine as long as we were moving or parked on the street. When they had more space or stopped moving, something always seemed to happen to them. They're humans, doofus. They have a lot of feelings and emotions, Ruka told me, trying to stay out of their way as they argued about something with Deluxe's father. Babe, he's been to war and he's practically deaf in one side of his head. He doesn't even say hi to me and I'm his son. You have to let it go. He is who he is. He means well and appreciates the shit out of us. He just does it in his own way. Can you please accept him for that? I can't. It's disrespectful. I said hi to him and he just ignores me. Babe, my dad is always thinking. He's got a lot of things in his head. Let it go. She couldn't. Tess kept arguing her point with Deluxe, and you could tell they were both getting frustrated with each other the first few weeks they were there. Several weeks into the cleaning, the Department of Homeland Security came into the restaurant and surprised everyone. They were looking for the previous owner. Nobody knew where he was, and I heard he owed Deluxe's father a lot of money. Grandma was glad Ruka and I were around because apparently the previous owner came to their house and threatened them in their driveway. Deluxe kept threatening me that he was going to give me away if I didn't pull my head out of my rear end. I couldn't keep myself out of the flower beds. I could not stop chewing on things that weren't mine, like shoes, doors, pillows, and whatever else attracted my nose. Deluxe brought his music collection inside and set the crates of records on the floor. That entire day, they left Ruka and I home instead of bringing us with them to the restaurant. I wouldn't do that if I were you, Ruka told me. What? Doofus, I can hear you messing with Deluxe's records. Don't. I swear Ruka could see. The way she caught me before I did anything was just like she could see. The way she ran and got the ball looked like she could see. Tess and I were both frustrating Deluxe. She wanted to leave Minnesota when they'd just gotten there, and I still wouldn't bring back the ball, play with any of them, or keep my mouth off what's not mine. I started to sit and stay, but I would not stay long, even if I was in the shade. Look at you. Are you that dumb? Go get the damn ball. What the fuck is the matter with you, dog? Deluxe said to me, frustrated while on his break from work and Tess. Doofus, make his life better and just do what I do and go get the ball and bring it back to him. Ruka, that's the dumbest thing ever. I don't know why you do it. Besides, I'm here to protect and keep an eye out, remember?